जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिब्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्षी श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिगोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश भगवान की श्री श्री गौरनिताय की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की इस्कॉन द्वारका धाम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 14 चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रेगनेंसी ऑफ दिति इन द इवनिंग टेक्स्ट 27 यस्य अनवद्य आचरितं मनीषिणः गृणन्ति अविद्या पालनं पठनं पटलं बिभित्सव निरस्त साम्य अतिशय अपि यत् स्वयं पिशाच चर्याम् अचर्यत् गतिः सताम् यस्यानवद्याचरितं मनीषिणो गृणन्त विद्यापटलं बिभित्सवः निरस्तसाम्यातिशयोऽपि यत् स्वयं पिशाचचर्याम् अचरत् गतिः सताम् यस्यानवद्याचरितं मनीषिणो गृणन्त विद्यापटलं बिभित्सव निरस्तसाम्यातिशयोऽपि यत् स्वयं पिशाचचर्याम् अचरत् गतिः सताम् यस्यानवद्याचरितं मनीषिणो గృణంత విద్య పటలం బిభిత్సవ నిరస్త సామ్యాతిశయోపి యత్ స్వయం పిశాచ చర్యాం అచరత్ గతిః సతాం. Ladies, యస్య హూజ్ అనవద్య అన్ఇంపీచబుల్ ఆచరితం క్యారెక్టర్ మనీషిణ గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ గృణంతి ఫాలో అవిద్య నిసైన్స్ పటలం మాస్ Bibhitsava, desiring to dismantle, Nirastha, nullified, Samya, equality, Atishaya, greatness, Api, in spite of, Yat, as, Swayam, personally, Pishacha, devil, charyam, activities, acharat, performed, gatihi, destination, satam, of the devotees, of the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. although no one in the material world is equal to or greater than Lord Shiva, and although his unimpeachable character is followed by great souls to dismantle the mass of nescience, he nevertheless remains as if a devil to give salvation to all devotees of the Lord. Purport. Lord Shiva's uncivilized, devilish characteristics are never abominable because he teaches the sincere devotees of the Lord how to practice detachment from material enjoyment. He is called Mahadeva, or the greatest of all demigods. No one is equal to or greater than him in the material world. He is almost equal with Lord Vishnu, although he always associates with Maya Durga. He is above the reactionary stage of the three modes of material nature. And although he is in charge of devilish characters in a mode of ignorance, he is not affected by such association. Jai Shila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. So this beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam describes about how the power of the curse of the devotees and the power of the blessings of the devotees acts. The seventh canto topic is Uti, which means Shubh Ashubh Ichha, pious and impious desires. Prahlad, while being in the womb of his mother, heard from Narad Muni and thus received the blessings of Vaishnava. Jay and Vijay, they angered the four Kumaras and got cursed. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the main principle being described through the seventh canto, the first 10 chapters, through the personality of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, is the effect of pleasing the Vaishnavas will give rise to auspicious desires in the heart. And the impact of displeasing and angering the devotees would result in impious desires within the heart, represented by Hiranyakashipu. And this particular section is a prelude to that, where the circumstances under which, after being cursed by the four Kumaras, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha manifest into this world, and all this particular section is a description about the circumstances in which their appearance happens. So in this particular purport, the description is of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva being the greatest of the Vaishnavas, but at the same time it appears that he is engrossed in various tamoguni activities. But the intention with which Lord Shiva is acting is to deliver those in the mode of ignorance. And therefore, Lord Shiva is described in the 8th canto when he is drinking that poison. Before drinking the poison, he takes permission of Parvati. And then he actually drinks the poison. And before drinking the poison, he makes this statement. Tapyante lokatapena sadhavo prayashojana param aradhanam taddi purushasya akhilatmana. And he says, the characteristic of a Vaishnava leader is that he is willing to go through pain while trying to save others from pain. Tapyante lokatapena sadhavo prayashojana. And what gives him that inspiration or impetus to drink that cup full of pain? Param aradhanam taddhi. He sees that this process of experiencing pain To give pleasure to others and to protect others from pain is the greatest form of worship of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is pleased with this attitude. So therefore, in today's purport, Lord Shiva's characteristic is described. So I'll speak on three aspects of a servant leader, a Vaishnava who is trying to serve others as a leader, just like Lord Shiva. So the first aspect is, he is a deep lover of people. And again, if you see the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, when Prahlad Maharaj is offering his prayers to Lord Narasimhadev, he is saying, I do not want liberation. Naivo dvije para duratyaya vaitaranya. I do not want to cross the ocean of material suffering. And in fact, all I want is to stay here in this world and deliver all the souls. And most people would love to get darshan of Lord Narasimhadev, but I simply want to serve Shripad Narad Muni. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe. I was following in the footsteps of the demons and entering hell. Kama bhikama manoya prapatan prasangat. Impelled by lusty desires. And my entry into hell was guaranteed. But something happened. Kritvatma sa surarashina bhagavan grihita. Suddenly, by the causeless mercy of the Lord, I got an opportunity to hear from Shripad Narad Muni. And I got the Vaishnava Sangha. And because of that, today I have your darshan, my dear Lord Narasimhadev. Soham katham nuvisrije tava bhritya sevam. And therefore I have only one aspiration, to serve Srila Narad Muni. And I have no other desire. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's intention, to serve his guru Narad Muni, to serve all the souls in this material world who are suffering. And therefore, when the demigods are approaching Lord Vishnu, tormented by Hiranyakashipu's atrocities, Lord Vishnu assures them that in spite of all the benedictions which have been given by Brahmaji, I will manifest and I will do the needful. And the demigods cannot believe this. And then Lord Vishnu says, when will I appear? Nirvairaya prashantaya. When Hiranyakashipu starts tormenting his son, who is Nirvairaya, without enemies, Prashantaya, who is completely peaceful, Svasutaya Mahatmane, who is a great personality, he has all the characteristics of a Mahatma, Praharadaya Yadadruhiyet, and when he commits violence against his own son Prahlad, Hanishyepi Varorjitam, I will kill him in spite of all the benedictions which he may have received from Brahmaji. Vara Urjitam. Yes, he has been highly benedicted, but I cannot tolerate any kind of offense to my devotee. In the Bhaktivedanta hospital in Mira Road, in the operation theater, they had put one photo of Narasimhadev, this photo. Narasimhadev ripping apart Hiranyakashipu in the surgery room. And one patient was going through the surgery, and just before getting anesthesia, his vision came on this photo. He got bewildered. He asked the doctor, "Doctor, what is this?" The doctor was a devotee. He didn't want to give up opportunity to preach. So as soon as he said, "What is this?" he said, "This is the first surgery in history.
This is the first surgery which has happened in history of creation. And then as soon as, you know, the patient heard this, he looked at the photo again, got bewildered by seeing this. And then he said, "Doctor, what was the result of that surgery?" And the doctor said, "The operation was successful and patient was liberated." So Hiranyakashipu represents the ego, the false ego, which cannot be destroyed outside the palace and inside the palace. The false ego cannot be destroyed up in the sky or on the ground. The false ego cannot be destroyed by any weapons, living or dead. The false ego can only be destroyed when the Lord intervenes personally. So for Hiranyakashipu, Narasimhadev personally came. But Thakur Bhaktivinoda says that for a practicing sadhaka, that false ego is dissolved by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koro Ei Dase Trinapekha Atihina. By pleasing the devotees, we get the blessings of the devotees, and by that, gradually, the false ego is eliminated and dissolved. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj represents that person who is in deep love with all the devotees of the Lord and he wants to protect them. And so Narad Muni says in the first canto, Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaro yato jagat sthanam nirodha sambhava. A devotee is able to love all the souls because he sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. And he sees Krishna's energy everywhere. Kim te kama suras parha mukunda manasodvija. Yudhishthir Maharaj's kingdom was filled with such opulence that even the demigods would aspire for it. Adijjaharu mudam sarva kshudatasya yathapare. But Yudhishthir Maharaj himself, although being in the midst of such opulence which even the demigods could not imagine, was least affected by that opulence. Why? Because Yudhishthir Maharaj's description comes, just like a person eats a full meal, after eating a full meal, he will not be attracted to even a morsel of food because his stomach is full. Like that, because of his devotion to Lord Mukunda, Yudhishthir Maharaj was more concerned with serving the people who were there in his kingdom rather than trying to understand how to enjoy all of these opulences. So therefore, this is a very, very beautiful principle that by deep devotion to Krishna, all of one's desires are fulfilled and one gets empowered to serve all the souls, because we see each and every soul as part and parcel of Krishna. Kotakshane rahi prabhu tare alingya vidaye karila tare shakti sancharya. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, decided to travel across South India, delivering all souls. Chaudikete sabaloka bole hori hori prema beshe madhye nritya kore gaur hari. And as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant the holy names, his beauty and his bliss would attract millions of souls, and they also wanted a taste of that. And therefore, one can express one's love to the conditioned souls by giving them that which is the rarest and the highest, which is pure love for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his South India tour shared this pure love of Krishna. And Kaviraj Goswami says, he didn't share this in Navadvip. Navadvip yai shakti no koila prakashe. Navadvip was not fortunate to receive this in public. He was only doing this in Srivas Angan. And why? Because the situation did not appear favorable. Se shakti prakashini starila dakshina deshe. So Srila Prabhupada says that if the preachers in Krishna consciousness, while trying to express their deep love for the people and try to share Krishna consciousness, find that in spite of repeated efforts, a place is not very favorable or a group is not very favorable, one should not lose hope, but one should continue making efforts in other places, other locations, other groups, because the pure love of Krishna must be distributed at any cost. And therefore, it's very important for us that we take inspiration from the characters in Srimad Bhagavatam and from the example of Srila Prabhupada, who was so much deeply in love with Krishna that he wanted to give this greatest gift of Krishna prema to one and all. In the initial days when Prabhupada was with Dr. Mishra's ashram near upstate New York, so one day Srila Prabhupada told Dr. Mishra, in fact, Dr. Mishra, you are engaged only in yoga, but you should assist in spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement. Dr. Mishra said, but I am not Vaishnava, I am a Ashtang Yogi. Why should I assist? And Prabhupada said, you know what? Lord Chaitanya's father's name was Jagannath Mishra and your surname is also Mishra. Looks like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants you to be an instrument. So Prabhupada was constantly looking for an opportunity to engage people. Then Prabhupada said, we should have a world-traveling Sankirtan bus. And one devotee went and got an old dilapidated bus in donation. The bus was so run down. It did not have glass panes in the window. It did not even have glass in the front. And there was only one seat for the driver. And when Prabhupada entered the bus, Prabhupada said, where will I sit? And the devotees went inside and got a chair. And then Prabhupada said, if the bus moves, the chair will move. So Brahmananda Prabhu sat there holding it. He said, now it will not move. And then this devotee sat in the driver's seat and switched on the ignition. And smoke started coming out of the dashboard. And Prabhupada looked at it with wide eyes and Prabhupada said, looks like an Indian bus. And the devotees who had not been to India, they thought it's a compliment. And Prabhupada is very happy. After 5 years when they went to India, they realized what was the purport of that comment. So, Srila Prabhupada did not wait for the assets and the right kind of situation to manifest. He was constantly making an effort, irrespective of whatever he received. And therefore, in the Sakshi Gopal pastime, the young Brahmana says, Eivakyache mura Sakshi Mahajan Jaramakya Satya Kori Mane Tribhuvan. And he says that, yes, I agree. I do not have riches, I do not have high education, I do not have maybe the highest kind of family lineage, but I have one asset. I have faith in the words of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that one who has faith in Krishna's words, one who has faith in Krishna's position as a Supreme Lord, one who has faith in Krishna's consistency in reciprocation with his devotees, that is the greatest asset, more than anything else. So when Prabhupada was in Amsterdam and there was temple opening and there was nothing in proper order, and Prabhupada became very angry. He asked, where is the fruits for the yajna? And they said, we have used it in fruit salad. And Prabhupada said, what is going on here? And then suddenly he started hearing sounds coming from the altar. Prabhupada entered the altar and he saw that the Jagannath deities were larger and the altar size was smaller and they were trying to push it inside. And Prabhupada said, this is not how you deal with these deities. And then he asked them to cut off the top part. And they brought out the top part of the altar just before the ceremony began. And there were television crew and they thought the ceremony has begun. And Prabhupada came out really angry and he was shouting, which rascal is responsible? Who is responsible for this? And there was a hippie sitting right behind Prabhupada. He tapped Prabhupada. Prabhupada turned back. The hippie gave Prabhupada the mala and said, don't be angry, chant Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada took that, you know, mala quietly without commenting. And then when some devotees met Srila Prabhupada to apologize later in the day, Srila Prabhupada said, that anger is just so that you are trained how to serve Krishna better. It is not that, just like in the ocean is deep, but there are some waves on the surface. So like that, a devotee is deep in Krishna consciousness, nothing can affect the devotee's consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada knew that, you know, whoever is here, we have to engage them in spreading Krishna consciousness. And that's the main principle, that a devotee is a deep lover of people. He helps people feel happy and secure in every situation. And thirdly, the devotee sees the big picture. A Vaishnava servant leader sees the big picture. They are able to see that what is the overall situation, because maturity is a matter of being able to pick up the right lenses for the right distance of seeing the object. If a rose looks beautiful with regular eyes, but if you look at the rose with magnified lens, it will look ugly. And sometimes you have to use a lens which pushes the image back. So therefore, maturity means the ability to pick up the right lens for the right situation so that we have the right perspective. And so, modern science prefers to use the pill when the mind is disturbed, whereas the ancient wisdom focused on transforming the perspective. And therefore, maturity is a result of three things. Sukriti, by serving devotees, we gain Sukriti. And then, when the devotees are pleased and they give their blessings, we get their Kripa. When there is a combination of Sukriti and Kripa, then there is Vivek, or the right kind of discrimination, or the ability to make the right choices. So therefore, Lord Shiva here, although in the mode of ignorance, is a perfect servant leader because he is a deep lover of people. He really wants to see even those in the mode of ignorance feel happy and secure. He wants to deliver them. And then, thirdly, he sees the big picture. And therefore, even though there may be a threat that he may be misunderstood for the way he is, he sees the big picture that my mission is to deliver those who have taken my shelter and connect them to Krishna. And that's the overall idea of what Lord Shiva is trying to do. Like many years ago when I was doing Pujari Seva in Chopati, one young boy walked in. Young college-going guy, very hip-looking. And then he came and gave me a bag and said, I want you to offer this to Radha Gopinath. I looked inside the bag and it was a pair of boxing gloves. I looked at it and said, you don't offer this to Krishna. He said, I attended your Gita course somebody was giving and they said, whatever new you buy, you offer to Krishna. That is how you will purify things. So I'm a boxer, you know. and I purchased this new one. I have devotion to Krishna. I want to offer it. You are a pujari. Don't ask so many questions. Just offer it. So I offered the gloves to Krishna. I didn't know what to pray while offering. But I was confused. But I still offered and then brought it back and gave it to this guy and said, I have offered these gloves to Krishna. What will you do with it now? He says, whoever I hit will get Gopinath's Mahaprasad. So I said, okay, that part of the course you heard. But there was another part of the course which says, what is the purpose of human form of life? How to engage one's time in human form of life? I think you hear the whole course properly and then make your choices accordingly. Not that you just take one part and then try to fit it in. So therefore, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's speaking to Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Goswami is about to commit suicide because he just got some boils all over his body. And he feels totally hopeless in spite of hearing directly from Lord Chaitanya for 2 months, just an year ago in Varanasi. With all the knowledge, directly heard from Lord Chaitanya, a devotee could still be in a situation where he may just feel hopeless. And that is the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acknowledges the power of Vaishnava Sangha. That with all the knowledge right here and right here, still he needed that touch. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, Bhajane Ramadhyay Sreshta Navabhida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhore Mahashakti. Oh Sanatan, you think by committing suicide you will attain Krishna? No! It is through Navida Bhakti. And you are thinking that you are useless, but you do not know. Your body is the prime instrument for me to accomplish my mission. And therefore, Lupta Tirtha Uddhar Ar Bairagya Shikshan. I am going to use your body as an instrument to excavate lost holy places in Vrindavan and write Bhakti Shastras. Krishna Prema Tatvera Nirdhar, and to create temples which will act as abodes of unleashing pure love for Krishna. So therefore, this association of devotees is our main shelter for creating hope. And as Vaishnav leaders, we have to follow in the footsteps of Lord Shiva, who as a perfect servant leader is a deep lover of people. He wants to see each and every devotee happy and secure. Not just every devotee, but all the souls. And then, thirdly, he sees the big picture of what is Krishna's will and what is my role in the overall plan of fulfilling Krishna's will. So these are a few thoughts I wanted to share in the midst of the exalted assembly here in ISKCON, New Dwarka. Thank you all very much. Any comments, Maharaj? Yeah. So. Prabhu here, right in front.
Hare Krishna. Yes, incredible class, perfect class.
Well, from the Bhagavatam, and it is all got published here in New Dwarka. So you are responsible.
I was wondering if you can give me some hint or to us about different factors. What they are to have unshakable faith in Krishna, in his protection, in pure devotional service. So maybe different factors would help to have this kind of unshakable faith.
Right. So first canto, second chapter, It is described tat shraddhadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmanishatmanam bhaktya shruta grihitaya. So Jiva Goswami says, for a sadhaka on his journey to the spiritual world, he needs to have two qualities. He has to be thoughtful and he has to be faithful. Shraddhadhana and munayoho. And in order to increase one's faith, the most important requirement to begin with is hearing in the association of devotees. So therefore Parikshit Maharaj says in the 10th canto that yat shrinavato appaiti aratir vitrishna sattvam cha shuddhyati achirena pumsa. He says there is a 5-step process by which faith develops in the association when we hear Bhagavatam. Yat shrinavato apaiti aratir. First is aratir, distaste for spiritual things and taste for material things goes away, which basically means by hearing Krishna katha, the first step in developing faith is doubt whether my current paradigm of material life is correct or not. So that is called aratir, distaste goes away. Second is vitrishna. Vitrishna means thirst for sense objects comes down. Third is sattvam cha shuddhyati. Mode of goodness grows. Fourth is bhaktim harau. Then gradually the taste for or the impetus for practicing sadhana bhakti starts. And then faith really becomes strong when purushe cha sakhyam, when we start putting our faith in the association of devotees. So when we come to that stage, then we become actually very inspired to go to the next level. So I was sharing with Swavas Prabhu last time that in the initial years when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, his plan was mainly to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. Now if you read Leelamrita, everything appears like, okay, this 5 years Prabhupada was in America and then he must have made a plan to come back to India at this stage and all. No, it was just opening up. So in 1969, Srila Prabhupada very much wanted to be in New Dwarka and make this as the base to have people come and get trained. But then, you know, there were certain incidents which happened and Srila Prabhupada felt his position is being minimized. And that primarily happened because some of his disciples, when they associated with some other devotees in India during the land transaction in Mayapur, they got affected. And then they started kind of questioning Srila Prabhupada's position. And at that time Prabhupada was, you know, in a state when he came in front of Rukmini Dwarkadish and then he was crying and he was praying, I've been planning to do this for so many years and at last, you know, we got it off the ground and suddenly all this thing is happening. What is your desire? And at that time Rukmini Dwarkadiji spoke to Srila Prabhupada that you go to India. Right? So I was telling Swavas Prabhu, who was asking me, hey, India is doing so much, India is expanding so much, all across the college campuses in India we have 10,000 students chanting 16 rounds today. You know, and what to speak of the book distribution others. So I said, you are responsible for all that. Because Srila Prabhupada got that instruction from Rukh. So Prabhupada told Brahmananda Prabhu that my mission of preaching in the West was given by Srila Saraswati Thakur, but my mission of preaching in India was given by Rukmini Dwarkadish. So therefore every year I come here to offer gratitude to Rukmini Dwarkadish for inspiring Srila Prabhupada to come to India. But the fact is that Today, in India, gradually, because of the efforts of, you know, in 1950s, when Srila Prabhupada tried to give easy journey to other planets to one of his friends in Jhansi, this friend looked at this book and said, "What will I get by reading this book?" And Prabhupada said, "You read this book, you will go back to Godhead, to Golok Vrindavan." And his friend said, "After going to Golok, can I come back to Jhansi?" Prabhupada said, "That's not possible." And then there was one person, Acharya Prabhakar or somebody, and Prabhupada was trying to make him a disciple or whatever. But the whole of the 50s and early 60s was all struggle. Right? And if you read in Giriraj Maharaj's book also, Prabhupada is writing so much of, you know, negative about India government and lack of support and this and that. And in 77, Srila Prabhupada had 108 temples when he departed. All over the world. 103 were outside India. Only 5 were in India. Calcutta, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Mumbai and Hyderabad. And Prabhupada had more than 5,500 disciples. Only 20 were Indian. So nobody at that time imagined that things will grow. But the power of the parampara is such that the message continued. And today, you know, the government of India looks at ISKCON as one of their prime partners in the area of cultural dissemination and in the area of food distribution. And in schools across India, every single day, 3 million plates of prasadam are distributed daily. Every single day, 3 million plates. And, you know, one of the biggest Hindu or World Hindu Congress. It happens once in 4 years. Global organization run by, you know, some of the Hindu elements in India. They awarded ISKCON for lifetime achievement for distributing, for being the biggest organization for distributing Bhagavad Gita in maximum number of languages all over the world. And, you know, now India is having its G20 presidency. G20 is a consortium of 20 countries where practically 85% of the world's economy is between these 20 countries. So, India is going through its presidency now. And as part of India's G20 presidency, they have also included ISKCON and Govardhan Eco Village as one of the main primary partners under one of the verticals of C20, Civil 20, called Food and Life. So, you know, ISKCON is leading India, C20 vertical, in the food and life. Life is lifestyle for environment, and how through the vegetarian lifestyle, you know, propounded by Srila Prabhupada and the restaurants which ISKCON is running globally and the focus on vegetarianism, how we are now global leaders in actually showcasing and sharing this message with others. So, therefore, at some point of time, Prabhupada experienced tremendous pushback. But now, things have changed. And that is because it takes time for the message to percolate and, you know, create faith in society. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Go Premanande.